让我们能够听到你的话语
to listen to your voice.
听到你的声音
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen. Last, you may sit.
大家请坐
Last month, I talked to you about the cost of following Jesus.
上个月我们讲到跟随耶稣所当付的代价
I talked to you about what it means to be a disciple.
我跟大家分享说做门徒意味着什么
And what it costs to be a disciple.
做门徒又要付出怎样的代价
Because Jesus is very honest with us, it costs to follow him.
因为主耶稣对我们是很诚实的，他告诉我们跟随他要付代价。
Maybe you heard the cost and you thought, you know, that sounds too expensive.
或许你听到这样的代价，想说，哦，这代价太昂贵了。
I think I'll come to church and be a nice person.
我想我可能就去教会，然后做个好人。
But I don't think I can pay the price to be a disciple.
但我觉得我可能付不起那做门徒的代价。
So this morning I want to look at the other side.
所以今天早上我想要看这个问题的另外一面。
What it cost if I do not follow Jesus.
那就是我若不跟随耶稣，我当付怎样的代价。
In March, I want to talk to you about some practical steps that we must take if we're going to be disciples.
然后在三月份下个月我们会讲一些具体的你要跟随耶稣所当做的事情。
But before beginning to look at those steps, I realized that I felt like we needed to see what it cost and also what it cost if we don't follow him.
所以在我们看具体的步骤之前，我希望大家来看一下跟随耶稣所当付的代价和不跟随耶稣要付怎样的代价。
Because there's a cost of following Jesus, but there's a much greater cost if I don't follow him.
因为跟随耶稣要付代价，而不跟随耶稣代价会更大。
Matthew chapter 16.
在马太福音第十六章。
Let me have you read to, verses 24 through 26.
我们来读第24节到第26节。于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢
？Jesus says to his disciples,
主耶稣对他的门徒说
，If you're going to follow me,
如果你来跟随我
，It's going to cost you.
你要付代价。
You will have to take up a cross.
你要背起自己的十字架。
But then he says to them,
但他接下来对他们说
，Do the math.
你们来算一算。
Add it all up.
把所有的都加起来。
What do you gain if you get all of this world and you lose your soul?
人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的灵魂，有什么益处呢？
He is saying to them, "This is what it will cost to follow me."
主耶稣对他们说，这是你跟随我所当付的代价。
But don't forget to add up what it will cost if you don't follow me.
但你算的时候，不要忘了再加上你若不跟随我所当付的那份代价。
Have you ever wanted something but you weren't willing to pay the price to get it?
你有这样的经历吗？你很想要得到一个东西，但却不愿意付代价去得到它。
I really like art.
我很喜欢艺术。
And sometimes when I have been traveling, I have seen in a market someplace a beautiful painting.
所以在当我旅行的时候，我有一次在一个市场上看到一幅非常漂亮的画。
And I think, oh, I would really like to have that. I know exactly where I could put it on my wall.
然后我就说啊，我太想得到这幅画了，我都能想象出来它挂在我墙的哪个部分。
And then I would look at the price tag,
然后我看一眼那个价格标签。
And I would say, no, thank you.
然后我说啊，算了，谢谢吧。
Jesus tells us that many people look at the price tag of discipleship.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，很多人当我们看到做门徒所要付的那个代价、那个价格的时候
，They say I would like to be a disciple.
他们说我愿意做一个门徒
Then they look at the price tag,
但是他们看那个价格标签的时候
and they say, no, thank you, and they walk away.
然后他们说哦算了不要了然后他们转身离开
Matthew 19, Jesus told a story about a wealthy young man who comes to Jesus.
在马太福音十九章主耶稣讲到一个富有的年轻人来到耶稣面前
He wants to have eternal life.
他想要得着永生
He tells Jesus all the good things he's done.
他告诉主耶稣他所做的一切善事。
I kept the commandments. I've been a good person.
我遵守所有的诫命，我一直是个好人。
And Jesus says, "That's all great."
主耶稣说啊，这都很好。
Now you just need to do one more thing.
你只要再做一件事情。
Sell everything you have and give the money to the poor and follow me.
去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，来跟随我。
And listen to what Matthew says.
你看马太福音中是怎么说的呢？
When the young man heard this,
那少年人听见这话，
he went away sorrowful.
就忧忧愁愁地走了。
Because he had great possessions.
因为他的产业很多。
This young man looked at the price tag of discipleship.
这个少年人看到成为门徒的这个代价，这个标价。
And he said,I love my money more than I love Jesus.
然后他说，我爱我的金钱胜过我爱耶稣。
If I have to choose between them,
我如果必须要在两者当中做选择的话，
it costs too much to follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣所付的代价太大了。
Luke chapter 9 tells a similar story.
在路加福音第九章讲到了一个类似的故事。
Jesus is traveling along the road and he meets someone who says, I'll follow you, I want to be a disciple.
主耶稣在走路的时候遇到一个人对耶稣说，我要跟随你，我要做你的门徒。
And Jesus says, well, let me tell you what it'll cost.
然后主耶稣说，让我告诉你做门徒当付怎样的代价。
You won't have a comfortable home.
你不会有一个舒适的房子居住。
Foxes have holes to live in, birds have nests. I don't have a home.
狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，我却没有家。
The man says, no, it costs too much.
然后这个人就说，哦，算了，这代价太大了。
He says to another man, follow me.
主耶稣对另外一个人说，来跟随我。
And the man says, sure, I'll follow you.
然后那男人说，好，我来跟随你。
But first, let me bury my father.
但是首先让我去埋葬我的父亲。
Now you need to understand, this man is not saying, I'm on my way to a funeral. Let me finish the service and then I'll follow you.
但你们要理解，这个地方这个男人不是说我在去葬礼的路上，让我去参加葬礼，葬礼结束以后我就来跟随你。
In the Jewish world, there was about a one-year process after someone died.
在这个犹太教的历史当中，他们有在人去世之后，这个过程，这个仪式是要持续一整年的。
Burying the body in a temporary grave.
他们把这个尸体先暂时的放在一个坟墓里。
Waiting for the body to decay.
然后等待这个尸骨腐烂。
Digging it up and burying the bones in a permanent box.
然后一年之后把这个残骸取出来装在一个永久的坟墓里。
Many commentators think that the man's father probably hadn't even died yet.
所以很多解经家认为这里的这个男人他的父亲可能甚至尚未过世。
He is saying, yes, I'll follow you someday.
所以这个男人其实在说，好，我愿意跟随你，但是那是以后的事。
But even if that's true,
但即使这是真的，
even if his father was still alive,
即使他的父亲还活着，
what Jesus is saying is very shocking.
主耶稣所说的对他来说是很震惊的。
He's saying you have to value me more than anything else.
主耶稣说你要珍视珍重我超过世上的一切。
Another one says, I want to follow you.
另外有人说，主，我愿跟随你。
But first, let me go home and say farewell to my family.
但容我先去辞别我家里的人。
Now you might read this chapter, Luke 9.
或许你在读路加福音第九章的时候，
And you might say, wow, Jesus is really demanding.
你或许 读着读着就会说，哇，主耶稣的要求好严格啊。
He requires a lot.
他要求的事情可真多。
And the truth is,
但事实是，
He does.
他确实是这么多要求。
I told you last week he's not like a car salesman.
我上次给大家分享说，他不是像车行卖车的人。
He doesn't put the final cost in small print on the bottom of page 33 of a contract.
他不会把那个车的价格用小小的字打出来，在你厚厚的33页的合同最后给你标出来。
It's at the top of the first page in bold print. This is what it will cost to be my disciple. Everything.
而是在合同的最上面用大大的字写出来，做我的门徒所付的代价就是你的一切。
To the rich young man, he says, you must love me more than money.
对那个富有的少年人，他说，你要爱我胜过爱金钱。
To these three bystanders, he says, you must love me more than the daily things of life.
对这三个旁观者，他说，你要爱我胜过你每天日常的那些事情。
And he's not being arbitrary in his demands.
主耶稣的要求不是随意的。
He knew our nature.
他知道我们的本性。
When you ask someone to do something,
当你要别人去做什么事情的时候， 这个麦克风开着吗？
I don't know.
我想。
Jesus knew human nature.
主耶稣了解人性。
When you ask someone to do something and they say, yeah, I'll do it later.
有时候别人你要求别人去做一件事情，他会说啊，好的，我一会儿就做。
Later never gets here.
然后这个一会儿就永远都过不来了。
These people were not going to follow Jesus.
这些人他们可能永远都不会来跟随耶稣。
It costs too much.
因为对他们来说代价太大了。
My friend Marvin.
我有一个朋友马文。
45 years old, he told me God is calling me to serve him as a missionary.
在他45岁的时候，他告诉我说，主耶稣呼召我去做一个宣教士。
And he said, I think I have figured this out.
他说我想我是想清楚了。
I have a good job.
我现在有一个很好的工作。
And I need 10 more years and I'll have a really good retirement package.
然后如果我再工作10年的话，我这个退休金就会攒得很好了。
So I'm going to wait until I qualify for a pension and then I'm going to answer God's call.
所以等再过10年我可以领养老金的时候，我再来回应神的呼召。
Sounded good.
听上去是很好。
That was 20 years ago.
但这实际上是20年前的事情了。
Marvin is now 65.
马文现在已经65岁了。
He is still working in the same job.
他还在做他同样的工作。
And he is still saying, someday I'm going to answer God's call.
他还是说有朝一日我会来回应神的呼召。
But the truth is,
但事实是
later is never going to get here.
这个过一会儿就一会儿永远都过不来了。
Marvin hopes to give God a few leftovers at the end of his life.
马文所要想给神的就是在他生命尽头余下来所剩的那些。
You see, when we love this world more than we love Jesus, we will never pay the price of discipleship.
所以你看到吗？当你爱这个世界超过你爱耶稣，你永远都不会愿意去付那做门徒的代价。
Because it costs too much.
因为对你来说这代价太大。
But this morning I want to look at the other side, what it costs if I don't follow him.
但是今天早上我想要和大家分享这事情的另外一面，我若不跟随他，我当付怎样的代价。
Economists talk about opportunity costs.
这个经济学家他们讲这个机会的代价。
When I make this choice, it cost me whatever opportunities, whatever this other option would have given me.
就是说当我做出这样子的选择的时候，我要放弃，我要付的代价就是另一个选项可能会带给我的。
You see, when I don't buy that painting, I hold on to my money.
你看，当我没有买那幅画的时候，我省了钱。
But not buying them also cost me something.
但是没有买那幅画也让我付出了代价。
I miss the pleasure of looking at this beautiful painting.
那我付的代价就是我没有办法享受看着这幅漂亮的画的乐趣。
And if you don't pay the price to be a disciple,
所以你若不支付做门徒的代价，
It cost.
你就会，你还是会付代价。
First thing I want you to see is there's an eternal cost if I don't follow Jesus.
第一个我想让大家看到的是，你若不跟随耶稣，你要付出的是永生永恒的代价。
Luke 12, Jesus told about a farmer.
在路加福音十二章中，主耶稣谈到一个农夫。
His land gives him a bumper crop.
他的田产丰盛。
Now let me say, there's nothing wrong with being wealthy.
让我告诉大家说，做一个富人没有什么错。
Some of you are afraid. You've heard so far, and you think at the end of this sermon, he's going to take an offering.
我有的人可能都很紧张，说，哎呀，这个讲道讲完，他是不是又让我们要奉献一次呀？
And he's trying to make me feel guilty, so I'll just dump my whole wallet in.
他会让我觉得内疚，然后我就把钱包里的钱全都放到那个奉献袋里。
Good news, the offering's already been taken.
好消息是我们今天不会再做奉献了。
My message is not about an offering.
我的这个信息也不是关于金钱。
My message is not that there's something wrong with you if you're making good money.
我的信息也不是说你挣很多的钱有什么不好不对。
There is nothing wrong with this man being wealthy.
这个人很富有也没有什么错的地方。
God is the one who had blessed his crop.
是主耶稣来祝福他的田产。
The problem was, instead of asking, how can I use my blessings to serve others?
但问题是，他没有说想我如何用我的财富来服侍别人。
He was saying, how can I take care of number one?
他是说我怎么样能保持自己这个首富的地位。
He says, ah, I've got it. I'm fixed for life.
他说，哎呀，我这么有钱，我这一生都满足了。
I'll tear down my storage barns and build bigger ones.
我要把我的这个仓房拆了，然后建更大的。
I'll build up my IRA.
我要建我攒更多的这个保险金。
I'll relax and enjoy a life of ease.
然后我要放轻松，然后享受我这个轻松的生活。
And God says to him,
然后主耶稣对他说，
You're a fool.
无知的人啊。
This is your last day on earth.
这是你在世的最后一天。
You're going to die tonight.
今夜必要你的灵魂。
And someone else is going to get everything you've stored up.
你所积攒的都要另归他人了。
You took care of this life.
你照顾好你今生的生命。
And you forgot to take care of your eternity.
你却忘记了照顾你的永生。
Again, the question Jesus asked.
再一次提醒大家，主耶稣问的问题是
：What do you profit? What's the gain?
说有什么益处呢
？If you hold on to this world,
如果你紧紧的抓住这一世的
，and you lose your soul,
却丢了自己的灵魂，这有
什么益处呢 ？How much would you give in exchange for your life?
人还能拿什么来换生命呢
？Because there's an eternal cost if I don't follow Jesus.
因为如果我不跟随耶稣。我会付一个永生永恒的代价。
My uncle was a pastor.
我的叔叔曾经是一位牧师。
He became discouraged with his church.
后来他对他的教会很失望。
He decided following God was costing him too much.
然后他就决定说跟随耶稣对他担负的代价太大了。
And he walked away from Jesus.
然后他就放弃了。
Few years ago, he died as an alcoholic.
几年之后，我的叔叔因为酗酒过世。
And when I remember my uncle,
当我想起我的叔叔的时候
，he was a wonderful preacher.
他是一个很棒的讲员。
Great abilities.
他有很棒的能力。
And he threw it all away.
但他把这些都丢弃了。
He lost everything because it cost too much to be a disciple.
他失去了这一切，因为对他来说，做一个门徒代价太大了。
Pastor told me he visited my uncle right before he died.
那个牧师说，在我的叔叔过世之前，他去拜访叔叔。
And he said, "You're facing death."
然后他对我叔叔说，你面临死亡啊。
Will you let me pray with you?
让我和你一起来祷告吧。
My uncle said,
我的叔叔说
"Cost too much."
代价太大了。
I'm not going to follow Jesus.
我不要跟随耶稣。
There's an eternal cost if I refuse to follow Jesus.
但是我若拒绝跟随耶稣，我要付一个永恒的代价。
But I also want you to see there's a cost in this life.
但是我也想让大家看到，在今生你也要付的代价。
Now I know the way a sermon is supposed to be organized is I should start with this life and then end with eternity.
我知道，好像我的这个讲道应该是先讲今生，然后再讲永恒。
I know that I took that class.
我知道，我也上过那个培训班。
But I also know that.We are very practical people.
但是我也知道我们都是很实际的人。
And we figure that eternity is a long ways away.
然后我们好像觉得永生是很远的事情。
And so I want to focus on what it costs in this life.
所以我想要专注来看今生你要付怎样的代价。
Because if I choose to go my own path instead of following Jesus, there is an opportunity cost in this life.
因为如果我拒绝跟随耶稣而走自己的路，在今生我们也要付上这样机会的代价。
The first cost I want you to see.
我想让大家看的第一个代价，在今生。
It will cost me a lack of purpose.
代价就是会让我失去目的。
Sue and I like to go on a cruise.
我太太和我很愿意去这个航海旅行。
No one can call.
没有人可以打电话。
No email.
也不用查邮件。
A perfect excuse to say, "Oh, I didn't get that email."
至于对我们来说，一个很好的借口，说，哎呀，我没收到你的邮件。
And so for our 30th anniversary.
所以在我们结婚三十周年的时候
，instead of taking her to Golden Corral like normal.
所以不是像平常我们庆祝的那样子。
I took her to Alaska.
我带她去了阿拉斯加。
That's much nicer, by the way.
阿拉斯加是一个更好的地方。
One day, the guide said, "Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we are going through an area that has a bunch of orca whales."
然后有一天，这个导游就跟我们说，明天中午12点的时候，我们这个船会经过一个这个鲸鱼的这个聚居区。
They will come right where you can see them easily.
然后我们船到了那个位置，你就能很清楚、很容易的看到这些鱼。
The best chance you will ever have to see an orca up close.
这是你可能最好的能够这么近距离观察这个鲸鱼的机会了。
And then he said, but there's a problem.
但是有一个问题。
Because it's at 12 o'clock or so that we go through this area.
因为我们经过这个区域的时候是中午十二点。
And some of you will be upstairs in the buffet line.
然后你们中间有些人可能在楼上的自助餐厅排队呢。
And you will miss the opportunity of a lifetime.
然后这样你会错过你一生的机会。
In order to get one more serving of French fries.
因为你可能错过你一生再吃一次这个薯条的机会了。
I often think of that cruise when I hear of people who are missing God's call for the simple things of this life.
所以当我每次听到有人因为这个这一生的一些小事情而放弃回应神的呼召的时候，我都会想到那次在阿拉斯加的旅行。
The thrill of a lifetime.
那一生一次的震惊震撼。
The thrill of following Jesus.
跟随耶稣的震撼。
And they trade that.
他们就这样轻易地把它交易出去。
For a dishonest business deal.
交易得来的是一个非法的一个生意
，a sinful relationship，
一个最终的关系
，selfish ambitions，
或者是自私的野心
，and they miss the thrill of a lifetime。
他们错失了这一生的震撼。
Paul wrote about Demas。
保罗曾经写到迪马。
Demas was traveling with Paul, learning to be a pastor。
迪马曾经和保罗一起旅行，一起旅行，然后学习如何成为一个牧师。
But he leaves and he moves to the city of Thessalonica.
但是他后来就离开了，去到了这个帖撒罗尼加。
Thessalonica was the big business city in that area.
这是当时当地的一个很大的商业城市。
That's where you went to make a lot of money.
在那里能挣很多的钱。
And Demas decided, I like this world more than I love God.
然后迪马就说，我爱这个世界胜过我爱上帝。
Now we don't know what happened to Demas.
我们不知道迪马后来发生了什么。
It may have proven to be as exciting as he hoped it would be.
或许他的生活正如他想象的一样，那么令人兴奋。
He may have had a comfortable life and died happy. We don't know.
他或许过着舒适的生活，然后最后终老。
But even if he did,
但即使如此。
Think about what he missed.
想想他错过了什么。
The most thrilling missionary outreach.In history.
那是世界历史上最令人激动的宣教的事工。
You know, when you read about Demas in the Bible,
你在圣经中读到迪马的时候
he also traveled with Titus,
他也和提多一起旅行
with Timothy,
和提摩太一起旅行
and I thought about this.
所以我就想
there's two letters to Timothy in the Bible.
圣经中有两封写给提摩太的书
a book of Titus in the Bible.
还有一本提多书
There could have been maybe a book of Demas in the Bible.
这圣经中或许也有可能会有一本迪马书。
But he traded the chance to be a part of church history.
但是他交易了他本可能成为教会历史一部分这样的机会。
For the chance to open a falafel shop in Thessalonica.
然后换取的就是在帖撒罗尼加经营一家小的三明治店。
Again, I'm not opposed to money.
再一次的，我不是反对钱。
If you're serving God in a good paying job and that's where God has you, I'm thrilled.
如果你有一份薪金很丰厚的工作，并且这是神将你放在那里服侍神的，我很感到震撼。
But I am saying to you,
但是我对你们说
don't let wealth, fun, retirement, success, whatever replace God's call for your life.
就是不要让财富、乐趣、退休金甚至成功来取代神对你的呼召。
Because too many times we miss God's exciting purpose for our life for things that really don't matter.
因为很多时候我们会因着一些根本不重要的小事而错失了神对我们一生很令人兴奋的呼召。
I've told our youth here about meeting a student in Taiwan.
我之前跟青少年分享过说我见到一位从台湾来的孩子。
She was in high school and she was studying hard to do well in the, on the exams.
她是一个高中生她每天努力学习想要在考试中得高分。
And I said, why are these exams so important?
我就问她这些考试有那么为什么这么重要
And she said, Because I want to get into a good college, university.
他说因为我想要去一个好的大学。
And I said, oh, that's good.
我说嗯好啊。
Why do you want to get into a good university?
你为什么想到一个好的大学呢?
And she said, so I can get a good job.
他说那样我就能有一个好的工作。
I said, that sounds nice.
我说嗯听上去不错。
Why do you want to get a good job?
你为什么想要一个好的工作呢?
And she looked at me as if Americans must be the most stupid people in the world.
然后她看着我那个眼神就好像在说美国人真是世界上最蠢的人。
And she said very clearly so even a dumb person could understand.
然后她就很清楚地说清楚到再笨的人也能听懂。
So I can make a lot of money.
她说所以我就可以挣大钱。
I said, oh, that's good.
然后我说啊好啊。
Why do you want to make a lot of money?
你为什么想挣大钱呢?
So that I can send my children to a really good school.
那我就可以把我的孩子送到很好的学校。
I said, why do you want to send your children to a really good school?
然后我问他，那你为什么想把孩子送到好学校呢?
So they can get in a really good university.
所以他们就能上很好的大学啊。
And I said,
然后我说,
why do you want your children to get in a really good university?
我说，那你为什么想让你的孩子去很好的大学呢?
And all of a sudden she said,
然后突然她说,
this will never end, will it?
这个好像是个循环，永远都不会结束，对吧?
And I said, no, it won't.
我说是啊，不会结束。
Because you understand that when that's our whole purpose in life, it just never ends.
所以你看到吗？如果那就是你人生的整个目的的话，这个循环永远都不会结束。
Howard Hughes was the richest man in America.
休斯是当时美国最有钱的一个人。
And a reporter asked him, how much money does it take to make a person happy?
然后有一个记者就问他说，挣多少钱可以让一个人很高兴呢？
And his answer was,
然后他的答案是，
a little more.
再多挣一点。
We never will find enough joy and money to satisfy us.
我们永远都没有办法在金钱中得到足够的喜乐来满足我们。
We will never find enough purpose and pleasure to bring lasting fulfillment.
我们也没有办法在乐趣中找到足够的目的，让我们的生活得到满足。
We will never be so satisfied in our career that life is complete.
我们也永远没有办法对我们的事业如此满足，以致我们觉得生命都完整了。
It will always take.A little more.
我们永远都会觉得还差一点。
And so we will just be in this never-ending cycle.
所以我们就陷入了这个永远不会结束的循环当中。
When we refuse to answer God's call to be a disciple,
当我们拒绝回应神让我们成为门徒的呼召，
we lose the sense of purpose that will bring fulfillment in life.
我们就失去了能给生命带来满足感的这个目的和意义。
I told you about my friend who said, someday I will follow God's call.
我给大家讲到我的朋友，他说，有朝一日我会来回应神的呼召。
65 years old and he is still saying, someday.
他都已经65岁了，他还在说有朝一日。
He's missing God's wonderful purpose for his life.
他已经错失了神对他生命的美好目的。
But let me contrast my friend Marvin with two friends that I talked to while I was working on this message.
让我把我的朋友马文和另外两个朋友比较一下。这两个朋友在我准备这段讲道的时候和我有所接触。
Rick called me a few days ago.
其中一个叫瑞克，他几天前给我打电话。
He says, "Let me tell you what's happening. I'm so excited."
他说我太激动了，让我给你讲我这里发生了什么。
I'm getting ready to go to Guatemala on a missions trip.
他说我要去这个危地马拉去宣教。
I'm going to teach a group of pastors.
我要在那里训练一群牧师。
And I'm so excited what God is letting me do.
我真是为神允许我做的感到兴奋。
Rick is about 50 years old.
瑞克这个时候已经50岁了。
He runs a successful business.
他有很成功的生意。
And God hasn't told him to quit that. He's still doing it.
神没有让他停止他的生意，他还在做。
But he's using his vacation time.
他用的是他自己度假的时间。
To go help a group of pastors set up a business to help support themselves and their ministry.
而用这个时间去帮助那些牧师来继续他们的服事。
He is learning that if we follow Jesus, if we are disciples, he has a wonderful and exciting purpose that he wants to accomplish through us.
他知道他在学习，如果我们愿意来跟随耶稣做他的门徒的话，主耶稣对我们每一个人有一个很美好很美好的目的。
I had lunch last week with Carmelo.
在上个星期我和卡麦隆一起来吃午餐。
He's an executive in a Fortune 500 company.
他是世界500强公司的一位高管。
He works full time, he makes a good living.
他仍在全职工作，然后也挣很多钱。
I told him at the end of lunch, let me see your paycheck and mine, you can buy lunch.
然后吃完饭之后我说，哎，你挣多少？哎，我挣多少？那你请我吧。
But God is also using him to do outreach through Christian radio in Ireland.
但是神也使用他在爱尔兰做这个基督徒广播的宣道工作。
And he is so excited by what he is doing for God's work in Ireland.
他也为神使用他在爱尔兰所做的事情感到很兴奋。
He told me that a couple months ago, a friend of his who is a multimillionaire came to him.
他说几个月之前，他的一个朋友是一个千万富翁来找到他。
This friend invented one of these iPhone apps.
这个朋友呢，他发明了一个这个苹果手机的软件。
Maybe the one some of you are using right now.
或许就是你们当中有些人在用的。
He sold the app for a few millions of dollars.
然后他就把这个软件卖了几千万的钱。
And he's 30 years old and he retired with nothing to do.
然后他30岁就退休了，然后没有什么事可做。
And so he came to Carmel and he said, look, I want to take some of this money and you and I can start a new business and we'll become rich.
所以他又找到卡麦隆说，你看我可以拿一些这样子的钱，我们一起来开一个别的生意，我们就可以一起同富有。
Because really, if you're 30 years old and you only have $10 million, you really need some more.
就是你30岁的时候你才挣了2000多万，你当然需要更多钱了。
And Carmela said to him,
但卡麦伦对他说，
I'm sorry, but I'm too busy.
太不好意思了，我太忙了。
I am so busy doing something that matters more to me than money.
我现在在忙的事情比金钱对我来说更重要。
That just sounds a little boring to me right now.
你这个钱的这个生意对我来说听着有点无聊。
And his friend said,What's wrong with you?
然后朋友就说你怎么了呀？
How can a few million dollars sound boring?
这几千万怎么能让你听觉得很无聊呢？
But he is finding out the privilege of discipleship.
但是他发现他找到了做门徒的这个特权权益。
That when we follow Jesus,
就是当我们跟随耶稣的时候，
He has a purpose for us that is far beyond whatever it cost.
那他为我们预备的这个目的胜过他我们所当付的任何代价。
If I refuse to pay the price of discipleship,
如果我拒绝支付成为门徒的代价，
I miss out on all of that.
我就会错失这一切。
I lose the excitement of finding God's purpose in my life.
我就会失去找到神在我生命中目的的那种喜悦和兴奋的感觉。
But secondly, let me say to you,
但是第二点让我对你们说，
that if I refuse to follow Jesus, it will cost me my influence.
如果我拒绝跟随耶稣的话，我要付上的是我的影响力的代价。
Read through the Old Testament.
如果你重新来看旧约圣经，
one king after another,
你看到一个王跟着一个王。
This king lived a wicked life.
说这个王过着一个弯曲邪恶的生命。
His son lived a wicked life.
然后他的儿子也是这样。
His son lived a wicked life.
然后他孙子也是这样。
His son.
然后重孙曾孙都是这样。
Generation after generation is lost.
一代一代的人都迷失了。
Because no one says,
因为没有人愿意说，
I will follow Israel's God.
我愿跟随以色列的神。
I will be faithful to Jehovah.
我愿忠于耶和华。
Parents,
家长们，
There's a whole lot of things to pull your attention.
有很多事情可以吸引你的注意力。
But if you don't follow Jesus,
但是你若不跟随耶稣，
it's going to cost you your influence on your children.
你所付的代价就是你对你孩子的影响力。
They know.If your private life matches your Sunday face or not.
他们知道你私下的生活和你来教会这个主日的表现是否一致。
They know if you are really a disciple.
他们知道你是否是真的门徒。
They know if Monday you are the same person as you are on Sunday.
他们知道你星期一和星期天是不是同一个人。
And if your private life doesn't match your public face, you are losing your influence. With your family.
如果你私下的生活和你在公众面前的形象不符的话，你就在放弃你对家人的影响力。
Your children need to see you following Jesus.
你的孩子需要看到你在跟随耶稣。
It will cost you your influence on your neighbors and coworkers that you could lead to Jesus.
同样的，你所付的代价也是你会失去你对你邻居同事的影响力。
Your friends and neighbors.
你会是你的同事或者你的邻居
are not likely to come to Jesus because they hear that, you know what, there's some bald-headed preacher at church that sometimes preach, I think I'll go to hear him and get saved.
不是说他听到有人说啊，有个人在那里讲道，我要去教会，然后我就会得救。
That's not going to happen.
不是这样发生的。
What will happen is this.
是什么呢？
They can see you living as a disciple.
他们能看到你像一个门徒一样生活。
You can live in a way that makes them hungry for the gospel.
你生活的方式让他们能够渴望福音。
Your influence can win them.
你的影响力可以为赢得他们。
And think how wonderful it would be.
想一想这样是多么的美好。
To step into heaven.
当你进入天堂。
And meet a neighbor.
然后见到你的邻居。
Who says, I'm here.Because you followed Jesus and you introduced me to him.
然后这个邻居对你说，我在这里是因为你跟随耶稣，并且把耶稣介绍给了我。
Wouldn't that be worth the cost of being a disciple?
这配得上做门徒所付的那些代价吗？
Your neighbors, your coworkers need to see you following Jesus.
你的邻居，你的同事要看到你在跟随耶稣。
But the third thing I want to say to you is,
我想让大家看到的第三件事情是
if you won't follow, if you won't pay the cost to follow Jesus,
如果你不付跟随耶稣的代价
it cost a close relationship with God.
你所要付的代价就是与神亲密的关系
the cost in this life,
这是你今世要付的代价
of being close to him, of knowing him,
就是与他亲近了解他
let me compare two people for you.
让我为你们来比较两个人。
You read through the Psalms of David.
大家来读大卫的诗篇。
A man who followed God, a man who loved God.
大卫跟随神，大卫爱神。
And you come to his last recorded words in 2 Samuel.
在撒母耳记下，大家看到他在世的最后一段话说。
This is the last thing we have that he wrote.
这是我们能看到的他写的最后一段话。
God has made me an everlasting promise.
他说神却与我立永远的约。
He says, I've been faithful to God and he has been faithful to me.
他就说我忠心于上帝，上帝也对我是很信实的。
I have been able to live according to his promise to me.
我也看到了他对我的这些应许。
My house, he says, stands with God.
他说我的家在神面前如此
I have a relationship with him
我和神有关系
But I compare him to the king before him, King Saul
我把他和他之前的王扫罗王做对比
David lives for God, Saul lives for himself
大卫为神而活扫罗为自己而活
David pays the price to follow God, Saul refuses
大卫支付了跟随神的代价，而扫罗拒绝这样做。
First Samuel gives us some of Saul's last words.
撒母耳记上给我们记载了扫罗最后的一些话。
I am in great distress.
他说我甚窘急。
God has turned away from me.
神离开我。
And answers me no more.
不再回答我。
At the end of life.
在生命的尽头
David can rejoice in a life that has had an ongoing relationship with God.
大卫能够享受有一个持续的与神有关系的这样的喜乐。
But at the end of life, Saul looks back.
但是在生命的尽头，扫罗回头看。
It says, I lost the most important thing in life.
他说我失去了这生命中最重要的。
I lost the joy of walking with God.
我失去了与神同行的喜乐。
And now I have nothing.
现在我一无所有。
I told you about Demas who refused to pay the price of being a disciple.
我告诉过你们迪马的故事，他拒绝支付做门徒的代价。
Paul paid the price to be a disciple.
而保罗支付了做门徒的代价。
And at the end of life, Paul writes this.
在生命的尽头，保罗这样写道，
I have fought a good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished the race.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have kept the faith.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And now there is a crown of righteousness.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
We don't know what Demas said at the end of his life.
我们不知道迪马在他生命的尽头说了什么。
But I'm afraid that he looked back and he said something like this.
但是我恐怕当他回头看的时候他会说，
Why did I ever walk away from God's call in my life?
说我为什么放弃转离了神对我生命的呼召？
Why did I trade the thrill of being a disciple for the emptiness of life lived for myself?
我为什么为了这个空虚的为自己而活的一生而放弃了跟随耶稣的这样震撼而充实的一生？
This morning I ask you to think what it cost not to be a disciple.
今天早上我想让大家来想不跟随不做门徒的代价是什么。
Imagine that you're at the end of your life and you're writing a farewell letter to leave on your desk.
想一想在你生命的尽头你要在桌上留下最后的一封告别信。
You want a letter that ends like Paul.
你想要一封像保罗一样的信吗？
I finished the race.
我跑完了当跑的路。
I kept the faith.
我守住了当信的道。
Or do you want a letter like Demas?
或者你想要一封像迪马一样的信？
I gave up.
我放弃了。
I never finished.
我没有完成。
Do you want to end your life like the rich man that we read about in Luke 18?
你想要像那个路加福音十八章富有的少年人一样结束自己的生命吗？
This rich young ruler says, No, Jesus, it costs too much.
这个年轻人说，哦，主耶稣，不，这代价太大了。
I would like to follow you.
我很愿意来跟随你。
I would like to be a disciple, but it costs too much.
我很愿意做一个门徒，但这代价太大了。
And he walks away sorrowfully.
然后他忧忧愁愁的就走了。
I wonder, as an old man,
我很好奇当他年老的时候
if he sits there and thinks,
如果他坐在那里想
what if,
假如
what if I had followed Jesus?
假如我当初跟随了耶稣
I wonder where that road would have led.
我想知道那条路会带我走向哪里呢？
I wonder what I missed out on by not following him.
我想知道没有跟随耶稣我到底错过了什么？
I told you last month,
我上个月告诉过你们
being a disciple will cost.
做门徒是要付代价的。
It's not easy.
不容易。
Some of you it means you will lose a promotion because you won't do something dishonest that you're asked to do.
对于有些人来说，这意味着你会失去晋升的机会，因为你不愿意做你被要求做的那些不诚实的事情。
You won't make as much money because you won't work as many hours because God is going to call you to put being a father or a mother ahead of your career.
你或许也不会挣那么多的钱，因为神呼召你要首先做好父母，再去做自己的事业。
You'll give up some money because you'll give up Sunday overtime to come to worship.
或许你因为主日要来敬拜神，你没有办法主日加班去挣那个加班费。
You might even lose a job because you refuse to do something dishonest.
甚至你不愿意做不诚实的事情，还会因此丢了工作。
But this morning I want you to know.
但是今天早上我想让大家知道
that the cost of not following Jesus is far, far higher.
不跟随耶稣的代价是更大的。
If you say I'm not going to follow him, it costs too much.
如果你说我不愿意跟随他，因为这代价大。
The day will come when you look back.And say,
终有一天你回头看的时候会说
I never thought it would cost this much to not follow Jesus.
我从来不知道不跟随耶稣代价竟然会如此的大。
Hank Williams was a famous country singer.
汉克·威廉姆斯是一个很有名的乡村歌手。
And at one point early in life, he heard the call to be a disciple.
在他生命的早期，他听到了这个神呼召他做门徒的呼召。
During those years, he wrote a song that became very famous.
那些年，他写了一首歌，然后这首歌非常有名。
I don't really listen to country music.
我不常听这个乡村音乐。
So this is the only song of his that I ever have heard.
这是我听过的他的唯一一首歌。
But it's a testimony about that period in his life.
但是这首歌却是对他生命那个阶段的一个见证。
He says this in this song.
在这首歌中他写道
Just like a blind man, I was wandering along.
就像个盲人我在四处徘徊。
And then he says, like the blind man that God gave back sight.
他后来写道说曾是个盲人但神如今让我看见。
I saw the light. God gave me the light.
我看见了光，神给了我光。
He says, I was a fool to wander and stray.
他说我曾经是个愚妄人，四处的徘徊。
And then he describes how much it cost to be a disciple.
然后他也描绘了做门徒当付怎样的代价。
Straight is the gate, narrow is the way.
他说门是直的，路是窄的。
But he says, I've traded the wrong for the right.
但是他说我用那错的换得了这对的。
I saw the light.
我看见了光。
The song sounds good.
这首歌听上去很好。
But sadly,
但是令人难过的是
a few years after writing the song, Hank Williams decided it cost too much.
在汉克·威廉姆斯写完这首歌几年之后，他决定说，哦，这代价太大了。
He was a rising music star, and it might hurt his career.
他当时是一个冉冉升起的音乐新星，这可能会让他付上他职业的代价。
He loved parties, he loved drinking, he loved drugs, and he really didn't want to give that up.
他很喜欢喝酒，喜欢吸毒，也喜欢参加派对。他不愿意放弃这样的生活。
He said it cost too much.
他说代价太大了。
He went his own way.
所以他就走上了自己的路。
A few years pass.
几年又过去了。
He's performing in Nashville, Tennessee.
他在田纳西州的纳什维尔有一个演出。
The producer of his show calls a friend, another country singer by the name of Minnie Pearl.
然后出品人就给他的好朋友，也是一个乡村歌手，叫明尼。
Found out it was Sue's favorite country singer.
然后后来发现这个明尼是我太太最喜欢的这个乡村歌手。
The producer calls Minnie Pearl and says, "I need your help."
然后这个出品人就给明尼打电话说，我需要你帮忙。
Hank Williams is scheduled to perform for us tonight, and last night he got drunk.
然后这个汉克今晚要为我们演出，但是他昨晚却喝醉了。
And I'm afraid he's going to miss the concert, and it's going to cost us thousands of dollars.
我担心他可能会误了演出，让我们赔上一个巨额的赔款。
Can you try to get him sober?
所以你能不能帮忙让他清醒一下？
Minnie Pearl picks Hank Williams up in her limousine.
然后明尼就用他的豪华轿车去接了汉克。
Spends the afternoon just driving around Nashville, giving him coffee and talking.
然后整个下午就开车在纳什维尔城里转，然后给他咖啡让他清醒。
Somewhere as he'sIn this period of drunkenness and sobering up,
在他这个醉醺醺清醒的过程中
he starts to cry.
这个汉克突然就哭了。
He says, "Minnie, I wrote a song."
他说明尼，你知道我写过一首歌。
It says, "I saw the light."
歌词说我看见了光。
But I don't see the light anymore.
但我现在看不见光了。
There's no light.
没有光。
There's nothing.
什么都没有。
But darkness.
只有黑暗。
5 days later, Hank Williams died from a drug overdose.
然后五天之后，汉克就因为吸毒过量去世了。
He died wealthy.
他去世的时候很有钱。
He died famous.
他去世的时候也很有名气。
He died at the top of a career.
他在他事业的顶峰过世了。
But at 30 years old age.
但是在30岁的时候。
He died in darkness.
他死在了黑暗里。
Why?
为什么？
Because he saw the cost of being a disciple.
因为他看到了做门徒所当付的代价。
And he said,
然后他说
it cost too much.
这代价太大了。
This morning I want to challenge you.
今天早上我想要挑战大家。
Say yes to being a disciple.
对做门徒说好。
Say yes to following Jesus with everything.
对用一切来跟随耶稣说好。
Because the cost of not being a disciple,
因为不做门徒的代价
is far, far higher,
要远远的高过
than the cost of following Jesus,
跟随耶稣所当付的代价
Listen to what Jesus says again.
你们听耶稣怎么说
What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?
人若赚得全世界赔上自己的性命有什么益处呢
？What will a man give in return for his soul？
人还能拿什么换生命呢
What will it cost if I don't follow Jesus?
我若不跟随耶稣，要付怎样的代价？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
As we pray,
在我们祷告的时候，
I want to ask you this.
我想要问你，
Would you say, God?
你会说神啊？
I see what it costs.
我看到了所当付的代价。
But I don't want to pay the cost of not following you.
但是我不愿意付不跟随你的代价。
This morning, would you promise him, God, I will follow you at all cost?
你今天是否愿意来答应他，主啊，我愿意付所有的代价来跟随你。
Dear God, we come to you this morning.
主啊，我们今早来到你的面前。
You have called us to follow you.
你呼召我们来跟随你。
Our world says to us it costs too much.
我们的世界对我们说跟随耶稣代价太大了。
Our world shows us the fancy advertisements.
我们的世界让我们看到那些美好的广告。
The lights.
那些光，那些灯。
All of the joy of this world.
这个世界所能提供的喜悦。
And our world says you'll have to give all that up if you follow Jesus.
我们的世界告诉我们，你要跟随耶稣，必须要放弃这一切。
But this morning, would you show us what it will cost if we don't follow him?
主啊，今天早上求你让我们看到，我们若不跟随你，所当付怎样的代价。
Would you help each one of us this morning?
主啊，求你帮助我们每一个人。
From our hearts to say, God, I want to be a disciple.
从我们的心底说，主啊，我们愿意做一个门徒。
Wherever you call me.
不管你呼召我们去哪里，
Whatever you ask me to do,
不管你叫我们做什么，
Wherever you lead me,
不管你带我们去哪里，
I will follow you.
我会跟随你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。